Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Powerfully You on Radio Talk Blog, Blog Talk Radio, excuse me. And this is Dave and Linda McDowell. If you've never listened to our show before, let me just kind of introduce it real quickly. And that is our goal with this podcast is to share with you our thoughts and our beliefs and the things that we're growing in the hopes that it will trigger you to do the same. We really just want to encourage you to join us. In fact, that's really our topic today. So let's just jump right in that Lynn and I have had several discussions this week. We've come up with like three different things, but we've decided to take a little, almost like a reprieve, but not really, in that what we want to talk about today, it should be fun. You know, it's not going to be particularly, I mean, I guess it can be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it does challenge you, but not in a way that you feel pushed or anything like that, but encouraged.
Right.
So the actual title of it is Discovering You, and I'm going to kind of try to introduce this as best I can. Linda, you jump in. And what has happened for Linda and I is we both have successful careers. I have what I believe is a very successful career. I get to work at Vanderbilt University, which is like best job I've ever had. I'm 60 years old, and I'm nearing the end of my career. I've raised kids. I've invested in others. I've educated myself for my work. But I've recently, even just recently, have realized there's things I haven't done that I want to try. Writing has become one of my hobbies. This may sound totally unspiritual, but it's been fun, and that is stereo equipment. You know, I'm actually studying and reading up and all that stuff. Not fixing to go out and spend tons of money, but I'm learning because we have a little project in the house that I want that knowledge will become valuable. Linda, as we were talking a minute ago, says, I'm not sure where I'm at. But the truth is, Linda's been doing this more than most in that she got her kids to basically adulthood, but she worked on her, she got her bachelor's degree for her work.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started going down a road that everybody told her, why are you doing this? What's that all about? So I think she started her discovery of things to do for herself, not for others. Not that God won't use those skills that have been learned. In fact, in Linda's case, boy, are they being used. But to say, you know, I want to see if I can learn the guitar. I want to see if I can paint. I want to go volunteer at the boys club and see if that's something that I really like.
And I feel like it's okay to you know, try something and figure out, hey, that's really not for me. Or try something and find out, wow, that was exciting. I think I want to try that a little longer. And I guess really what we're encouraging people, because I'm encouraging myself, is that, you know, as you age and as you go through the aging process, it doesn't mean that you just stop. There were things that probably you dreamed of when you were younger that maybe because of family obligations or vocation or whatever, maybe, I mean, we're talking about those things like painting or playing the piano or any of those things. We're talking about those things that maybe you didn't have the time to do because of obligations, but now as you're going through this aging process and you do have time, maybe your children are gone, grown or whatever, to go ahead and explore those options and do take that class. And then for people that are younger that happen to be listening to the program, life is so much fuller when you just try something. If maybe you felt like, I love poetry and I'd like to write, or I was good at that in high school and I like to pursue that. You know, all that takes for you to pursue is a tablet and a pencil or pen, or if you're, you know, on a, the, you know, literal tablet or computer or whatever, just write. Just do it. I love Nike saying, baby, just do it, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to add to that just to kind of keep the juices flowing. It could be gardening. It could
mm-hmm.
be cooking. It could be mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
It could be tutoring children. You know, go and there are so many resources. Here's what I'm finding, guys, is if I go out and start looking around, I'm going, oh, my goodness, there's 15 different writing groups I could go sit in on and learn from others.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe read some of my stuff and get some input and output. But here's the other thing I want everybody to really know, and that is you don't have to be good at it.
You know,
if you're enjoying it, who cares? My writing may really be poor, and I'm the only one who thinks it's okay. You know?
Well, and the same thing for me, you know, with blogging and stuff. It could be that it's not that good. And some people have said, well, my mom, you know, my children have. But, you know, I do it for me. And
right. And you're trying to get a message out
mm-hmm.
as best you can to encourage others, to help
mm-hmm.
them grow. Same thing with most of my writing is – has either, well, actually, it's been an expression of what something God is working in me, and I just have to, I write it out. And the more I write, the more I realize I like to write. And the more I, you know, it just, it's kind of been a real discovery because I didn't know I was a, quote, writer. I'm not even sure you put me in that category yet. But I did not know because in high school, you know, when you had to do essays and reports, it was like, yeah. I hated that stuff because I actually had to think.
Well, I love the writing and poetry. That's always been something. Even in high school, I didn't really like the English, you know, the compositions and all of that. But when we had to do reading, because I've always loved
reading. No, I've always loved the reading.
And when we had to write short stories or whatever, I always loved that. So now I feel like I'm pursuing that. But, you know, I also want to talk about in discovering you. Have you, to me, that step and that process begins with you sitting quietly and even thinking about, you know, because sometimes it's about what have you dreamed about? What dreams do you have for yourself? And that it's never too late to do that. And even down to what do you like to do? Sometimes we are so busy giving to others and doing for others that you have to stop and say, what do I want? What do I want to do with myself, however old you are? At this point in my life, what do I enjoy? What are my thoughts or my feelings? That is all about taking the time to discover you.
Now, let me give you the spiritual side of that. In that, you know, and you know this, and we've talked about this before, if you want to serve in the kingdom of God, the best thing to do is find out what your service is. And the best way to find out what your service is find out what you like to do. If it's a chore, it's probably not your calling. If it's a chore that you dread, oh, goodness, it's Wednesday, I gotta go do this, or I gotta, you know, then rethink it. I honestly would say that. Well, same thing in this discovery. First of all, let me say this to you because it took me a long time to get this. And the Lord really had to work on me. And it's real simple. I count two. For all you parents and husbands and wives and family and all these obligations, you are an equal recipient of God's grace. In other words, when I'm thinking about what's good for Linda and I get 50% and she gets 50%. I know we're supposed to be 100%, and I understand that, and I'm 100% for it. Don't misunderstand. But it's okay to factor me into the equation.
I think it's important because I feel like a lot of times, especially parents, you give out of an empty vessel.
Yes.
And when you give out of an empty vessel, you're not pouring into anybody. You're just giving out of your emptiness instead of the overflow of what God has for you. When you pursue some, you need to take time. I guess they say on the airplane, put your own oxygen mask
yeah.
before you can, you know, take care of other people. Well, I feel like as parents, as individuals, as whatever age you are, if it's no more than 2 or 3 hours or an hour a day, you need the me time to discover who you really are. Otherwise, you're always, and this is one of the things that I found long ago, I've since been over that, but that I was just a people pleaser. And part of that people pleasing was that I wasn't sure who I was anymore. And so I lost me, and all I could do was, well, what was so-and-so thinking? And I am, I have to say at this age, I'm free of that, thank God for that. But it's about, and it's not selfish, but it's, I feel like it's time that I've done all, haven't finished, but I've done a lot for a lot of people. It's okay for me to do stuff for me.
I have to admit, this is going to sound like a commercial, but I'm going to say this. Linda is a coach. I believe there are a lot of folks who need a coach to tell them it's okay, to help them get the first 2 steps or
right.
3 steps or 4 steps, to realize that they can grow. And maybe you've only got 15 minutes a day to do something, but
for
don't
you.
Keep waiting, because that's what I feel like I've done, sort of. It's not so, because I've worked hard. I've put 60, 70 hours a week in work for many, many years. So there was a reason but I'm not making any more excuses. If I want to learn to write, that means I got to write.
That's true. I feel like it's important for you to take care of you, because you can't really do for other people. And it's to your whole family's benefit when you take care of you. You come home, you're a lot more cheerful. You don't feel like, oh, my God, You are just in a really good place when you take the time to do some self-care for self.
Maybe this will help folks, because to me this helps it make more sense. Think of it as investments. Well, you invest in your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You invest in your spouse. You invest in your work. Why not invest in you?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say, you know what? I have thought about drawing for 30 years. I loved to do it as a kid. I may not be any good at it, but you know what? I'm going to go buy a book and start playing around with it. I'm going to go join a group and have people teach me how to draw. Because you can learn to draw. You do not have to be the greatest painter to be able to draw.
Right. Well, I feel like we are so, in our society, sometimes balled up with stress, which causes so many diseases and, heart disease, da-da-da-da-da. But a lot of it is because we have all these bottled up emotions inside of us that we have not allowed ourselves free expression to let go of something. And sometimes our art and writing and all of those allow you to express yourself and decompress and get some of that out. So think of it like that.
And if you're self-conscious about that, don't share it.
Yeah.
That's not the point. The point is that you're doing it for you. If you want to share it with somebody else, if you think they might enjoy it or you want their input, just go for it. But the truth is, this is for you. So, for example, enroll in a piano class. If that's what it takes to get you started, is a little discipline, and you find out a month later that you hate piano, then you should drop out.
Yeah.
Give it a good shot.
Give yourself time to enjoy or not to enjoy, to get past the learning part. Just give yourself a little time. But if it's to the point where you really don't like it or whatever, none of this is a loss, because you are discovering you. You're discovering your likes and your dislikes. And sometimes, how do you start this? You can get you a little pad and write down what you like and dislike. How many minutes of day do you have to devote to this? Like Dave said, if all you have is 10 minutes,
then take 10 minutes.
Take 10 minutes. Shut the door, tell the kids or whoever.
Go to the bathroom.
I'm taking 10 minutes for me. All right. Don't call me unless it's a fire. I used to say that. Don't call me unless it's a fire or whatever. This is mommy time now. Do that because it will just help you discover who you are again. Sometimes we even lose our dreams. I remember there was a time in my life, I think when I met Dave, and he is a dreamer, which, you know, it's great to be a dreamer, but you also have to put some feet to sometimes to dream. But I feel like it's beautiful to dream. I did have goals and stuff, but I really hadn't took the time to dream or think about it. So sometimes maybe you just need to take a few minutes to dream.
Yeah, you know, Gus, here's a couple techniques that I've learned over the years that work really well. I usually use them for somebody else, just like I'm about. And it's a fun little thing. Just try this. Here's my question to you. Now you find the answer. I'm giving you a magic wand. And you can take that magic wand and you can do anything you want to do. What would you choose? You know, maybe you want to go back to school and get that bachelor's degree. Well, maybe it's time. Maybe you just want to, you know, I want to also share, there are tons of resources. I'm finding them that I didn't really pay attention to. We live in the Nashville area, and there's continuing education. It's not free, but it's certainly not expensive. You know, there's groups. There's the universities around here almost always have something going on. Vanderbilt does a music appreciation class that costs next to nothing, where you can go and find out about something you've been curious about all your life, and that is, how does a symphony work?
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
Or even things to stretch you. Maybe you, things just to stretch you. We talked about this last week, other cultures. Maybe you just want to learn something about other cultures, different type of music that you normally don't listen to. That's part of discovering you, too.
Yeah, and so what we're trying to do is encourage you and ourselves. Quit talking.
Mm-hmm.
Take a step. Even if it's just one little step, you may be amazed at what that one step starts you on. We're finding that. You know, I took a step and I just started writing. You know, I said, you know, we went to a seminar for business.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gentleman there who talked about a book, and I'm going to share this with you. It's the
Artist Way.
The Artist Way. I would encourage you to get it. It is so good at helping you get started on something. And the first thing they said was, do morning pages. Just write whatever you felt like. It set me free. Next thing I know, I'm thinking better. My creative juices have popped up. My writing is starting to transform into like a daily, almost, but it became very spiritual for me. And then I realized, hey, you know, I can share this. I can blog some of these things. It might help somebody else. And a whole new avenue for how we want to minister to people just popped out of nowhere.
Right.
And I think this can happen to you. Also, don't leave out the physical side. Maybe you've always wanted to do yoga. Maybe you've always wanted to try Tai Chi. Maybe you've wanted to learn to play racquetball or tennis or ping pong or billiards. You know, for it. You know, and here's what we're learning, and of course, this is the beauty of age. I no longer care very little. I won't say totally, but I am pretty free of what anybody else thinks. So, for example, I've talked about ballroom dancing. Well, listen, I'm no graceful whatever. I'm not terrible, but I'm, you know. But you know what? I've decided I don't care if I look goofy. If I'm having fun, I don't care.
Because it's good to, if it gets you laughing and
joking. Laugh at yourself.
Laughing at yourself. Or just, you know, that nervous giggle, but you still are doing it, so it's something to be proud about for yourself. But it is just, discovering you, I feel like, is important, like, just to take those steps. What do you love? And then it also goes into, what are your desires? Because a lot of times, if they are righteous, they are good, they are a service to yourself and others. Those are the desires that God put in your heart. They could be the key to some gifts and to your calling in life. You don't know what your calling is. To me, we had a good discussion on that about, you know, your calling is for us as Christians is just to, you know, to me, my calling is to tell people that God is good, you know, but I had to discover what that calling was. And it's still a process. I feel like I'm still, like it's unfolding for me. And it wouldn't have ever unfolded had I not taken the time. Essential to any of this is taking your time to be quiet, maybe to sit with the Lord and say, Lord, show me. You know, if you don't really feel like you have any desires, there are some deep down. They just kind of, you know, but if you do have those desires, it's time to act on them. Go for it.
Yeah. So I lost my train of thought because I was really listening to you. sorry.
You do listen sometimes.
Yeah, I do. But, you know, for me, this has become such a spiritual thing. To the world looking in, it may look like I'm just listening to a business tape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what I'm really doing is I'm filling my mind with things to help us in our ministry. And that is part of my calling. But that may not be for everybody, you know. But I'm still exploring it. I'm not going to go to the nth on that because I don't have to.
No.
You know, I don't have to know every bit about everything. I just need to know enough that we can do what we need to do, and if we need help, I can at least communicate what we need. But, find your thing. You know, maybe it's biking.
It could, whatever that you do. And don't be afraid. I think this is a good time to kind of release some of your fears, fear of failing, fear of whatever that you have, fear of just going forward, procrastination. All of these things are a negative. When you take the time to discover you and maybe go take some small steps toward doing things that you love to do or would like to do, I think you kind of go past, it teaches you to go past the fear of failure, the fear of, you know, just procrastinating and never getting anywhere. You're in a holding spot. A lot of times we get in a holding spot where we feel like life is so mundane. It's just that I go to work, I come home, da-da-da-da-da, I'm in this routine. And sometimes that breaks that monotony in life and that routine is to go ahead and try, take whatever, small steps, whatever steps, but take the steps.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing, and this is in the artist's way, there is no failure. There is only discovery.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered I don't want to paint. Mm-hmm. I discovered that I love listening to music, but I have no talent, and I do not, and I don't want to put in the time and the discipline to learn to play the piano. I'll just listen. Okay, that's a discovery. That's not a failure.
No.
And so I want people, when you're doing this, to think it's not failure. It's discovery. And sometimes you discover, oop, I really don't want to go that way. You
but
know?
I think sometimes what holds us in a holding pattern or out is the fear that we're going to fail. And when you just go ahead and do it, not because you want to be Picasso or anybody, but just because you want to draw or whatever, paint.
Experience.
You just want the experience. You take that fear of any type of failure that you got to please or you got to be the very best. You're doing it for the love of it.
Well, you know, I'm 60. It's been a long, hard road to get here. If you're 20 and 30 and 40 and you're like me, you're still working so hard to be a success that there is a lot of fear of failure. It wasn't my life. I mean, whenever I started a new job, but I'm past that. I have a good job. I hope it's my last one. You know, I have the time to go out and try something and find out it ain't for me or find out, wow, this is a great new avenue for me.
Right.
You know, this is a great new way for me to express or release my tension. Or, guys, I used to be a boxer. So I really want to set up a heavy bag and a speed bag because it for me, that's fun. So it doesn't have to be some major project. Pick something and move forward. So back to the commercial for coaching. If you have problems with that, find a friend.
Yeah.
Hire a coach. Get somebody who will say, well, let's write down a few steps and let's take a couple, and then have them call you in a week and find out you did.
Yeah. Somebody to hold you accountable. And coaching, that's a part of coaching, is to hold people accountable to, but you know, friends and family, they don't maybe have all the skills, but they have a lot of skills to say, well, what do you do this week? How many times did you write this week? Or did you write it all? Whatever. Somebody just to hold you. Or sometimes that's what is good about groups, is that it kind of holds you accountable to this group. You know, reading groups, I think those are fun too. I've been in a couple of book clubs that, you know, maybe I love to read. So just, reading something for pleasure. I read a lot for business and that kind of thing. But sometimes it's really great to read for pleasure and read with a group.
And if you really, really, feel like you want to stick with spiritual, quote, stuff, then enroll in your local Bible college and take a class, even if it's not for credit, or find a group that's really serious about studying and wants to talk about the Gospel of John, I don't know, or theological concepts, those are fun.
But sometimes I feel, even as Christians, our life is in Christ. Our life is about God. I know God is okay if you did something that was totally, as long as it didn't hurt or anything, anybody, but, you just did something for the fun of it. You went to a movie that maybe, you went to a movie or something that you just enjoyed, and you just did it because, and you just wanted to laugh or whatever. It's okay to do those things too.
Absolutely. Well, not only is it okay, let me encourage you.
Yeah.
That I believe the Lord says, and I believe there is a balance where you need some of that time, and that you will come away better, healthier, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, to share the gospel or your relationship with God, or to encourage others to explore for themselves, because you did go out and release a little something and have some fun and laughed. At the last church I was in, way back in quite some time ago, and I won't name the church, and I actually talked to the leadership there of, let's start a social club. I said, why can't we have fun? Why can't we go out and have dinner some way and go see a movie? I believe that's as important as a lot of the other things we do, because that's where you get to know John and Betty and Paul and Steve and Linda, and you actually make connections. And, outside of a Sunday school class sometimes is good, and have fun at the same time.
And even with your friends who may not be in the same place that you are spiritually, I feel like socializing with them is, it's okay. You can have friends that maybe don't go to church or whatever, and it is okay. You socialize with them. Sometimes topics come up, and if it come up, then you witness if the topic comes up, But
we seldom.
Yeah.
Linda and I have friends who are, quote, they're not necessarily church people. They're not church goers.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have, we will have discussions. We will sit down, and it almost always ends up somewhere on the spiritual side. We don't preach at them. We listen to what they're thinking. They listen to what we're thinking. It's a clean, good exchange. I don't agree with some of their stuff. They don't agree with some of mine, but I love them.
Yeah.
And it's an exercise that is not bad for us. At least I don't think.
And to me, it's part of discovering you. It's discovering that I can dialogue with you.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear your side. You can hear my side. We may not agree.
But we don't have to be enemies.
We don't have to be enemies. And that's still a part of discovering who you are.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I just escaped to me, and I believe I know the answer, but all the things you've done because you wanted to learn, you went back and you got a master's in divinity. You got a master's in clinical counseling, not because you ever really thought you were going to use them at that time, but that you wanted the knowledge. But you know what's very interesting? It seems like every time you have gone and stretched yourself to learn something because you wanted to, God's used it. And I think that's true. I think you will find that true for most of us, that my writing was something that I was just playing with and just thought, you know, would I really like this? Am I any good at it? And then they say, oh, God's using it. And I think that, I don't think that's an accident.
I
know.
Well, I did. I mean, to me, I'm going to be honest with the Christian counseling, and I did the Master's in Divinity. I did that because I just wanted to know more about the Bible and stuff. And I know that sounds weird, but I enjoy reading and digging and researching things. But God has used it, not in the way that most people would think God would use that, but he has used it.
And same thing with your clinical counseling. Don't you think that comes in, and that the knowledge you got in getting that master's helps you every day and what you do?
Oh, and everything that I do, I think that
it helps. But you didn't do it for that reason. You did it because you wanted to
grow. I know that sounds weird to people, but yes, I did because...
Linda's a little, she's like, what's the right word when people like pain?
I guess so, yeah. I did because really, I just love that kind of thing. I love psychology and understanding people and how they work, but, you know... As a nurse, I feel like I've been doing that for a long, long time. And people were kind of like, well, you're a nurse. Why do you want to, you know, my family mostly, why do you want to go through, do all of that? But there was a part of me that felt somehow this will be used.
And it is. Today it's being used. And we've talked about this, how much more qualified you are as a coach, as a pain management therapist, as a hospice nurse, because of that knowledge. I think what you guys will discover and we're discovering is every time we go explore something and we find out something new about ourselves, God uses it.
Yeah.
He uses it. He goes, I was wondering when you were going to get around to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Now is the time that you can use it. And it was a part of me. I don't want it to sound like I just, like, it was a part of me that wanted to use it at some point. I wanted to, with the desire, but I didn't have a clear plan about how that was going to be used in any kind of way as I kept going through the
You weren't
going to
hang up your RN sign and put up a counseling sign.
No.
You never had that plan?
I never had
that
plan.
And yet here you are,
ready
to coach people both professionally and personally and spiritually and emotionally, and you've got all of these incredible tools.
Thank the Lord.
Knowledge. And experience, because you've been doing it forever.
Pretty much. I didn't have the label. Right.
And I look at it and go, what a perfect plan. The Lord had a perfect plan.
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, I'm going to do it. Because I had the desire. And the same thing for you, you know?
Let's bring up one more part of this. And guys, I don't know where our clock is here.
We didn't hit the...
Okay, we've got about 27 minutes, sweetie.
Okay.
But so anyway, here's the flip side. Something else for those to think about who may be my age, a little younger, you know, is the transition. I am making a transition from my vocation, my job that I've had for over 35 years in the industry that I've been in, to, quote, retirement. And so I'm preparing for that. We believe it's a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Linda and I, that we just want people to grow and in every way.
And discover themselves.
And part of that's spiritual, part of that's vocational, and we want to help people do that. But I'm going through this, you know, and it's been quite the transition to remember, oh, you know what? I don't have to go take this class anymore. I don't have to keep up with everything that's going on in my industry because in 5 years, I don't plan on being in that industry. Now I'm starting to listen to tapes on social media and podcasting and recording. And you know what? I'm enjoying it. I figured this out, you know. So that's part of my own discovery. So I would say to you folks who may be nearing your retirement age, start thinking about what you want to do, you know. Besides,
this whole business
for us, it's a ministry that we can't wait.
Right. It was because part of the ministry and the business that when I started was because, you know, at the time I wasn't married to Dave, but I was like, I haven't really saved for retirement. So I need to think of what is going to be my next career move. I can't be a nurse for the next, I could be, because there's always a need for a nurse, but I choose to do some other things that I enjoy doing. And Dave so graciously has kind of helped me focus and take it to the next level. But it was out of that, I don't want to sit down in retirement and sit on the couch and eat bonbons, which I could do. But
we're both very capable of being captivated. This is my saying. I'm sure somebody else has said it, but this is a Davism. There is no retirement in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can pretend there is, and you can, you know, do your thing, and I'm not criticizing you. You, everybody who's worked so all those years, and if what you want to do is sit on the back porch and
that's
watch the grass go,
yeah,
that's okay. That's okay. And trust me, I will do some of that. But I believe God has. In fact, we were in a movie today.
Yeah.
Watching a movie, and I leaned over to Linda, and I said, you know, isn't it cool that our greatest spiritual achievements are ahead of us, not behind us? I believe that we are going to touch more people in the future than we ever have in the past and help them on their path, not my path, not Linda's path, their path. And this is all part of that discovery.
We looked at the movie Hero, and I think what touched me about that movie, and I feel like that was the perfect movie for learning to discover yourself, would suggest you go see that with Sam Elliott. I would suggest that you go see that movie, but really what I got out of that movie and what helped me was that, you know, sometimes as we get older, we can say, well, the best I've already done, you know, I'm completed, I've done my best work before me. But what a blessing from God to say no. And it's just a choice. It's a matter of choice to say, no, God's not through with me yet. My best work, my best thing, my best service, whatever God has for me, the best of me is yet to be. So, you know, and that is the gift from God, that we don't have to be too young, too old. We just have to be willing.
Absolutely. You know, it's just, I absolutely believe this. And so I'm going to say it out loud in front of everybody. God's not finished with me.
Or me. Thank God.
I am not putting down my gauntlet or whatever you want to call it and hanging up my six gun or whatever, you know. And, you know, I think I'm going to reach more people going forward than I ever did, you know, in the job I've had. But it's a new calling. I don't regret that calling.
No.
My calling to be a father, my calling to be a husband as best I could, my calling to be a computer guy and do the best I can, those were all callings from God. I have no doubt that I was where I was supposed to be doing, but this is now it's starting to get fun.
Which helps you to appreciate. I agree totally. I feel like, and when you said that, my whole spirit rung like, yeah, isn't that exciting? The best is yet to be for us. And not only for us, for you too, and it doesn't matter age, whatever. The best is yet to be. Grab on to that. It's such a gift from God. That's so full.
Designer. Go take a graphic art. Whatever.
Right.
Give it a shot. If you hate it, then walk away.
Yeah.
But you might find that you have found something that you can never sell, that you'll never make a dime on it, but gives you pleasure, well, then it's worth it.
It is worth it. If it feeds your spirit and your soul,
right.
I mean,
and
that
then,
actually, that's priceless if you think about
well,
it.
Well, it's not only is it priceless, but then that puts you in a position
yeah.
to share with others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in that kind of shape, you are ready to encourage somebody else.
Right. And you know what? As for parents, for your children to see that there's no age limit on anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you can go back and try that second career or whatever, I think it has been good for my girls. Actually, we were all going to school together. And they inspired me to go to school, and it was that period there where we were all in school together. You know, I think it was good to encourage them to go for it. Age is just, you can let it be an ending point, but it's really just a number. And I know that's cliche, but it is a number.
Well, let me add to that, because people don't know. Linda has two daughters. They're my stepdaughters, who I love dearly, who are very successful. One's still pretty early in her career, but she's got her master's. The older one has her master's and works for one of the most prestigious organizations in the world. They saw their mom work. They saw their mom as a single parent work on a bachelor's degree. And then they watched her work on a master's degree. They saw her exhausted and still working. She amazes me to this day. She has the most incredible ability to focus in the middle of anything. And I'm like, I can't do that. I got to go to my office and close the door. Linda can have the TVs on. She's got the radio and telephone in one ear, and I'm yakking at her, and she's still doing it, and she's writing her latest blog. And I'm like, how do you do that? I think it's because of kids. But you
yeah,
taught that to your
kids. Mom,
I
you
believe
learned.
They learned that from you. Yeah, at one point you were all going to school at the same time. One working on a bachelor's, one working on a master's, and you working. But they learned that from you. So I would also say that to these folks. There's a couple things you can teach your folks, your children, and that is it's okay to fail.
Yeah, and I mean for you, because I feel like, you know, giving my husband kudos, but he is the greatest encourager and makes you feel like you can do anything. And he does that for me, not only for me, but for other people. But sometimes you can encourage people by your deeds.
Stepping out
yeah.
and going, hey, look, I fell, broke a leg. Darn it.
Darn it. And
you know, I'm going to the doctor, I'm going to get fixed, and I might try it again.
Yeah, yeah. And have fun with it. That is the thing that, you know, life does not have to be such grudgery or,
no.
you know, day to day. Have fun, laugh. That's part of discovering
and
who
you
are.
Do that
mm-hmm.
sitting on the couch
uh-uh.
watching TV. I'm not criticizing TV.
Mm-hmm.
We watch TV. We love TV.
We do.
I love movies. I'm a movie nut. But we've also made time to do other things because that's not where life is, not on that couch, at least for me.
I feel like our life is fuller because of some of the other things that we do.
Absolutely.
You know?
No doubt. No doubt.
Or that we try.
And one of these days we may start a blog on this and you guys can watch us coach each other through our health.
Yes, that's our next
We really
next
are
frontier.
Doing what we're asking you to do. For example, we are now exercising because we need to lose weight. And we're doing it little at a time and
yes.
finding out, hey, I can do this. It's part of our exploration.
Yes.
You know?
That last frontier for both of us is to be healthy at whatever age. It's, you know, we're both David, 60, I'm 58. Yeah, and I should have done this sooner, but I'm not going to beat myself up about it. But to really invest in my health.
Absolutely. You know, I said this, and I believe Linda's on page with me, but I know I said this at the beginning of the year. My most important task this year is to improve my health. Everything other than God Himself is underneath that priority.
And
if that means that I have to give up something, then I'm going to have to give it up because I can't afford to continue the path I'm on. I won't be here.
Right.
You know?
And for both of us, that that avenue of really going, to me, is like frontiers. My health is a frontier that I'm having to go. And sometimes I'm going to be, we still fall on our faces, but we pick each other up and we say, hey, it's okay. We're going to keep at it. It is great to have a partner that's kind of doing that with me.
Keep going on that, because I want you to let people know, you know, if you're having trouble, you can find a friend who'll jump in there with you and take that yoga class with you or that painting. Go do it together,
because sometimes that other person holds you accountable. Hey, sometimes there's been times where I'm kind of like, you know, I don't really feel like doing this exercise thing today, honey. But he'll come in and be like, okay, you're ready? And I'll be like, well, all right.
Yeah, basically, Linda gets me up in the morning for our morning exercise, and I get her out to the Y in the evening. I like the walk, and I don't like the home exercise, and she likes the home exercise. But if we weren't encouraging each other, we would have both stopped.
Right? Yeah, and would not be doing anything.
And we can't afford to stop.
Right.
But I would say the same thing, guys. You can't afford not to discover.
You cannot.
Life is short.
It really is, and you know, it's one of my things is no matter what happens to me. Yeah, I want to go down in life.
I want to go swinging.
I want to go swinging. I want to be good to the last drop. Like Maxwell House?
Yeah.
I want to get the last drop.
You know,
that is my kind of motto. Everybody may not have that, but I want to use life up to the last drop.
Don't ask me where God brought this to me. I'm not sure, but I'm going to say it because somehow it feels right. But my pastor, who was my mentor many, many years ago, his wife is a spiritual giant. He's only about 4'10", who has polio, who doesn't get around well, but she is a spiritual giant. And I remember one day he was preaching, and he said, and I won't even say her name, but I'll make something up, and he said, Ann would swing over the pit of hell on a thread and spit in the devil's eye. You know, and I thought, yeah, I believe she would. Because she's that kind of person. Well, that's what I'm saying, is dadgummit, I'm not going to sit here and take this anymore.
Or I'm not going to just sit here.
I want to enjoy life.
I want to go outside.
And it may be a very, very small step.
Yeah, maybe I just want to smell the roses today.
Yeah, we're finding that with our exercise program is a great analogy, because trust me, folks, we ain't set nothing on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, yes. And I'm not picking on Linda because I had the same thing in the pool. I swim, Linda walks, and she came down, and I'm watching, you know, I mean, actually in the pool, and I can see her going by every once in a while. And I'm watching one day, and she's chugging along, and here comes these two, they got to be 80 years old. A man and a woman, thin as rails, walking past her like she's standing still.
And laughed me one time.
Bless her heart. I hope she's not letting that affect her.
Oh, it was affecting
but
my sight.
But trust me, I have the same thing in the pool. I got in the other day, and there's some, I don't know how old she was, and she's just sawing through the water like it's nothing. I'm over it. You know, breathing hard and all that stuff, you know, but that's okay. We start where we are.
We do.
And we'll keep at it.
I will confess, though, I am trying to get to the point where I lap them babies.
Yeah. If that helps you, go for it. You know, if that was your
idea. I haven't seen them in a while, but that's my goal.
Next time they come.
Yeah.
See, the difference between me and you, that's tripping. I knocked Kane out from underneath.
No, I'm just going to laugh them. That's my goal, is to catch up with the 80-year-olds. I
was in the pool one day, and there was, you know, I'm in one lane, there's a guy in the next lane, and we're both just kind of doing our thing, you know. I'm really slow. And there's some lady, obviously she's been swimming all life, you can tell. She has a swimmer's body.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it. And she is just stroking like it's nothing. Effortless, and she's going at the speed of light. And I looked at him and I said, I think we need to tie a couple bricks on that. That's my feeling about it. I'll fix you. But of course, not really. Because because one day I want to be that person. I want to be
the person that,
and
you know, those 80-year-olds,
you know,
that some 50-year-old is going to say,
we'll get there.
We will get there.
And we will share that. Maybe we should bring that up every once in a while, just to let people know that we're working too.
We're working hard and doing everything that we bring up on the program. I really feel like we're not saying, hey, we're being real for one thing, and we're going through it. We're really learning to discover ourselves, and I feel like God has given us this great gift of time. Maybe the wisdom to learn to use time more wisely.
And
hasn't there, given us more time, but the ability to use
to
the
find
time.
What's important.
Yeah.
And what to spend time on.
Yeah.
And trust me, guys, you are important.
You are. If nobody
spending
told you that.
Spending time on you is not a waste. And
no.
It's not selfish. Now, there's, you know, obviously you can go overboard. So, guys, we're almost, we got 10 minutes. So we got time to kind of wind up here. But the Lord just brought this verse on my mind, and I want to share this because I think it's appropriate. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This is part of that process.
It is.
You don't have to follow anybody else's path. Now, you can follow their example if they're good examples. You can, you know, look at Paul and John and Matthew and, you know, all the people in the Bible and you know, our spiritual leaders in the world today that are good examples. But ultimately, guys, it's your path.
It's your path.
It's between you and God. My path is different. As close as Linda and I are and as aligned as we are in our goals and what we want to do and how we intermix and everything, she's still on her path and I'm on mine. We're not on the same path. Now, it's pretty darn close, thank the Lord, because
mm-hmm.
we are a force.
Yes, we are.
We're together. But ultimately, it's her path, and her relationship with God is different than mine. God saves her different than he saves me. I believe that. On a daily basis, he saves her because she needs things that I don't need, and I need things that she doesn't need, and I need more help here than she does, and she needs more help here than I do. And you know, God knows us.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't ask us to be cookie cutter. He doesn't ask us to all be the same. That's what this discovery is about.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad God brought that verse because it really
does.
So,
it does.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Let's do it.
So I think we just did.
I think so.
You know, and that is, go for it.
Go for it.
And by all means, send us a note. I'd love to hear somebody say, hey, you know what? I decided to start writing or ice skating or I don't know.
Send something to us. You can either do
We'd
that.
We'd love to hear a story.
We'd love to hear a story, something you wrote or whatever. We'll take the time to read it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can send it through our message in Blog Talk. You can message either of us on Facebook, or you could send it to powerfullyyou@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you wrote something or just want to pass it on, we'd love to share it because you went out there. So
let's close in prayer.
Yes.
I'll pray this week.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for this time. I'm so encouraged. You know, I needed to hear this myself coming from my wife and your words and your thoughts. And I'm all excited again. So I pray that you do that for anybody who's listening, anybody who's out there trying to find a path that works for them, that, you know, that they don't dread every day. You know, give them something to their life, Lord. I pray that you would just do that for them, that you would open their eyes and they go and give them the courage to try and not worry about what anybody else thinks and how good it is, but just go for it and enjoy every step of that path. So I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're done.